At the age of one, while sitting peacefully, he was taken up into the sky by the demon Trinavarta. But baby Krishna grabbed the demon snake, causing him great pain, and thus killed him. Purport. The cowherd men who loved Krishna as an ordinary child were astonished by all these activities. A newborn infant cannot ordinarily kill a powerful witch, and one would hardly think that one-year-old baby could kill a demon who has kidnapped him and carried him up into the sky. But Krishna did all these wonderful things, and the cowherd men were enhancing their love for him by remembering and discussing his activities. Okay. So, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days and seven nights, right? And all the cowherd boys, cows, calf, all the animals, they are gathered under the one umbrella, under the big hill. And everybody is so enamored, everybody is so happy just to see this beautiful boy holding with his left hand, not even left hand, with his one of this last finger of his left hand, which is not usually strong. Can you try to lift, imagine, with one finger anything? In particular, this finger is not strong. So he is holding for 7 days and seven nights without any difficulties. But at that time, when they are there for 7 nights and 7 days, they are not thinking about Krishna, that he is the Lord. They are not thinking about it. Because they are so happy just to see this beautiful boy. And this is the time they all are together. Every day we know that Krishna goes to herd the cows. So gopis are so, they are not happy. Because he leaves in the morning, goes in the forest, come back in the evening, and they are just waiting for Krishna to come home. And now here, they have a chance to be everybody together under one umbrella and see this beautiful boy holding this Govardhan. So they are so happy. But at that time they are not thinking that how is this boy? Who is this boy? They are not thinking that. They are just looking at his beauty. And then of course we know Krishna is enamored by the beauty of Radharani, because Radharani is right there. So they are not thinking of his Aishwarya Bhava, of his Aishwarya, his unlimited energy which is he is manifesting. See? And while they are under the hill, Madhu Mangal and they are all joking with him. Because sometimes Krishna, holding his one hand, another hand, he's taking his flute out and he wants to play the flute. Madhu Mangal says, wait. Don't play the flutes. Because we know that when Krishna plays his flute standing on the hill, then what happens? The stone starts to melt. So Madhu Mangal is saying, Wait. Don't play your flute. If you will play your flute, whole Govardhan will melt on us. And then Mother Yashoda says to Madhu Mangal, Madhu Mangal, don't joke like this. Now how did Krishna get his flute? Do you all know? He was given by Lord Brahma. And this was before even Krishna was born. Lord Brahma gave this flute to Nanda Maharaj before Krishna was born. So, cowherd boys are in, after 7 days is done, Krishna puts Govardhan down as it is. And then Krishna goes to his everyday activities, go out to herd his cows. And all the cowherd boys, they are, all the cowherd men, everybody is coming home and they are start thinking, who is this boy? How is this boy who can hold the Govardhan, this big hill, 7 days and seven nights? This boy is not an ordinary boy. He must be Lord. He must be Ishwar. They are puzzled. But then other side they are thinking, wait a minute, how can he be a Lord? He's just amongst like other boys. He cries, he steals butter, he also carries the shoes of his father, and he can't even carry that. We love him so much, he loves us, he cries. How can he be a Lord? He cannot be a Lord. So they are puzzled, they will get together with each other and they will discuss, how is this, who is this boy? And if he, this boy is the Lord, then how, why did he take a birth amongst us? We are just a simple cowherd man. We have just the land, we have cows, we don't have anything else. He's supposed to be born in Orlando, in the big city, not amongst us in the small village. So they all are going to, they said, they thought that now only thing we can do is we can go to Nanda Maharaj and ask him, because Nanda Maharaj must have the, his Janma Kundali, what do you call his, his chart, birth chart. Let's ask him. So all the cowherd men, they are going to Nanda Maharaj. And they are putting this question. So this chapter is actually, this chapter title is actually the conversation, samvad. Samvad is conversation, right? Don't say samvad in English. Conversation. Between Nanda Maharaj and cowherd man. But Srila Prabhupada gave this chapter Wonderful Krishna. Why? Because all the pastimes they are describing. Krishna ke putna, Krishna, Sakta Shura, Trinavarta, Kaliya, not Kaliya, I didn't get Kaliya. Vatsasura, all these demons. Okay, so now we will be, we are hearing this, all these pashnas which we have already, previously we have all heard of this in details. So, they are, this is Krishna consciousness. Because they are absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna. So they are describing, you know, all these pastimes. So first you all heard about the putana. Yesterday I think it was about putana, right? Putana demon. Then he killed that demon when he was only six days. 6 days. We have Naomi is born in our family and she just eats and sleeps. She is 1 month, more than 1 month old, and that's what she does. And here the 6 days boy, boy who is only 6 days, and he just kills Putna demon, which is 8 miles long. When she left her body, she is 8 or 12 miles from here to Gainesville. That's big her body is. Huh? And he's just there and just sitting on her breast and just as if nothing has happened. So, you all have gone through the killing of Putna, but I like to put one interesting point about. You all have heard about why Krishna closed his eyes while he killed Putna, right? And there are different acharyas have different, you know, their realization to present. One acharya made a present why Krishna closed his eyes. He said that when he closed his eyes, Krishna is thinking that, wait a minute, I have come here to drink milk and eat butter. And here, this mother is offering me a poison to drink. Right? Putna had her nipple with poison and she wanted to have Krishna suck the poison and wanted to kill. So, Krishna is thinking, no. I have come here to drink milk. This is a job of Lord Shiva, not mine. So when he closes his eyes, he's thinking of Lord Shiva and saying, now it's your job. This is not my job to drink poison. You have to come and drink poison. Okay. So when he... Now, Lord Shiva, we remember he drank poison when the Samudra Manthan, when the churning of the ocean was taking place. At that time, Lord Shiva was not called to. He was not called to come drink poison. But he is so kind, and he saw that all the poison is dropping, and what's going to happen? All the living entities will die by this poison. So he came. But before he came, he asked who? Parvati. Now imagine, the wife would allow to her husband to have go and say, drink poison. Is any wife would allow that? I guess this is Kali Yuga, it's possible, isn't it? But Parvati knew that this, my husband can do that. So Parvati allowed. So this is one of the Acharya's comment that why Krishna closed his eyes. Okay, now, when after Krishna killed Putana demon, then Mother Yashoda is bringing Krishna and she is giving him bath, right, with the cow urine to protect him. And chanting all the mantras. Now, Lord is sitting in her lap and she is calling out to all the gods. Om Keshavaya Namah, Om Madhavaya Namah, Om Vasudevaya Namah. This is showing that the name is more powerful than Lord himself. So, she's calling out to all the lords by chanting the mantra. So this chanting, pure chanting, will bring you, what is that name? Then it will reveal the form. The form is revealed, then reveal the qualities of the Lord. And when the qualities are revealed, then the pastimes of the Lord are revealed. This is the power of chanting the holy name purely. So Lord is, I'm not going to have time to discuss everything, isn't it? I will try. Putna, Mother Yashoda is praying Lord Narayan. Now every time the demons are killed, they would not think that it was Krishna who killed. They would think, who did it? Narayan within the heart of Krishna. Narayan within the heart that Narayan killed. They would also think that it's Nanda Maharaj's good fortune. He's so fortunate that the demons are being killed. Also, they are thinking that it's the blessings of the Brahmanas. Brahmanas are, they had so much full faith in the Brahmanas. And they would love to have the blessings of the Brahmanas. Not in Kali Yuga, isn't it? There is no pure Brahmanas. Unfortunately, Brahmanas are also having the liquor stores, liquor shop and all these things, unfortunately. Born in a Brahmin family is very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Anyhow, this Kali Yuga, what can you say? So now Putana is killed. Now the time comes for next one is the Saktasura. So Krishna is now 3 months. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the translation is 3 to 4 months. And during 3 to 4 months of the time, you all Matajis are here, some of you all have children. You know, by 3 or 4 months, kid, right here, how old is this boy? Six months. Oh, so at the 3 months, he must have started to rolling around, right? See, definitely Srimad Bhagavatam is right. Whatever Srimad Bhagavatam says is right, isn't it? She says that. So, at 3 months, boy, kids start to roll. So, Mother Jasoda is very happy because Mother Jasoda is feeding him breastfeeding every day, and she wants to make his boy strong. That's why mothers should feed breastfeeding. They shouldn't just after a few days go to work and then have him give the bottle or pacifier and just have. No, that is not Vedic culture. They should breastfeed for a long time, for a while, to make him strong. See, so Mother Jasoda is thinking that, you know, my boy is strong now. He's rolling. So she's excited. She's crying in the happiness. And she has 100,000 servants in her palace. So imagine 100,000 servants, just news are spreading very easily. It is said that if you don't reveal your plan, if you keep it yourself, even Lord Brahma cannot find out. If you tell to 2 persons, it can be still be little bit, you know, can be kept secret. But if you stay more than 2 persons, finish. So here imagine there is 100,000 servants in her palace. News spread like a wildfire everywhere. That, oh, Krishna is, this is called Uthana, rolling, you know, his kid is rolling, little boy is rolling. So all, they spread a wildfire everywhere, all the cover boys, everybody, Prajvasis, all are coming, all the Brahmanas are coming, and they all want to give the blessings. This is a festival, big festival. In the Golok Vrindavan, there is festival all the time. That's what we need. We need a festival, 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 all the time. That is the natural tendency of the living entities to enjoy. having the festivals. So everybody is coming with to bless this little boy, and they bring the durva grass. Now Mother Yashoda is holding this baby Krishna in her lap, and all the brahmanas and they all are coming to bless this little boy with a durva grass on his head. Krishna is wondering, my gosh, how many people are keep coming here to bless me? I have to do here something. Meanwhile, in the Kamsa's court, what happens? Putana is killed, so all his demon friends are gathered there. And Kamsa is saying, this that Nanda's boy, he's the one who need to be killed. He's the one who killed Putana. So all the demons are gathered there in his court, in his what do you call it, Rajya Sabha, what do you call it in English, whatever you call it in English. What do you call it? In the court? That's what you call it? Court, not courtyard. In his gathering, Rajya Sabha, what do you call it in English? Court. Assembly hall. All the demons are gathered there. And they wanna, there is Trinavarta. Saktasura was not named at that time. His name was not Saktasura at that time. There, everybody is gathered. Pralamba, Sura, all the demons. And they are wondering now what to do. Kamsa is a little bit upset because, you know, Putana is killed. This demon is. So here is a demon who is Saktasura. He said, wait a minute. He is giving the encouragement to Kamsa. I know how to do it. Just like in the present precedents, he gets together with get together with his cabinet ministers, and he says, we have to attack Syria. Right? But he wants to attack the Syria, but at the same time, in his own house, how many babies are killed every day? By abortion or whatever. Isn't it a hypocrisy? In his own house, thousands of babies are killed every day, and he wants to attack Syria. I mean, come on. So here, Kamsa, this demon, he said, wait a minute, I have an idea. Putana, because Putana assumes a beautiful form, she was killed. But I know what I will do. I will have no form. I will go there and I will kill Krishna. So everybody say, bravo, 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 good, 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 you go. So here this demon comes in the sky. So on the other side here, Krishna is within his heart and Krishna knows what is happening. This demon has come in the sky. So what happens? Mother Yashoda is, Krishna is falling asleep in the lap of Mother Yashoda. And here, Mother Yashoda has to welcome all the guests. All the guests are keep coming. So she thought, let me put this boy under the cart. Now this cart is not ordinary cart. Some question might be arise that, wait a minute. She has 100,000 servants, so that means her palace must be big. Then why she would put under the cart? She can put in one room somewhere, right? To keep him quiet. No, because that cart is put in such a place that she can keep eyes on him. If you go some big houses, then they have in the middle area, you know, places, and there is all the rooms everywhere. Now, this is difficult to imagine. Who, you know, how can I imagine such a thing? Having 100,000 servants, and, you know, nobody has, even president doesn't have 100,000 servants, is it? No. So here, so that's why, see, now this cart is not an ordinary cart. It's a big cart. So Sita, let me put this boy under the cart. And she has few boys, 5 or 6 year boys, keep eyes on this boy, Krishna, to keep eyes on him. And she is busy with all the, in welcoming all the guests, giving the gifts and all these things. Meanwhile, this demon comes in the sky and see, demon is thinking that, oh, this is a good chance now for me. Because this boy, Nanda's boy, he is sleeping under the cart. What I will do? I will assume no form, means a ghost. I will go in the cart. And by my way, this cart will become heavy and the cart will drop on this boy and I will kill this boy. This is the plan of this Sakata demon. So he does that. He comes in the cart, and of course cart little bit become heavy, but who is holding? Who is under the cart? Krishna. He's not going to let the cart fall on him. So here, Mother Yashoda is busy with all the work of welcoming guests and all blessing getting. And here, demon comes and Krishna is sleeping under the cart. And the boys, 5, 6 year boys are around him. Now, Krishna is thinking that, wait a minute. I'm Lakshmipati, right? What do you call it in English? Lakshmipati, right? I am the owner of the goddess of fortune, that's what you say? Right? Yeah. So he's thinking, wait a minute. I am Lakshmipati. I am the Sahasrayu, goddess of fortune, all the, and where am I put? I'm put under the cart. Yeah? And besides that, what happens? Here inside the rooms, all are having the nice food, nice prasadam. And what am I having? I'm just under the cart, nothing. So he wants to play here. So he starts crying. Beside, he is thinking that, wait a minute, I am Rasaraj. What do you call it in English? Nectar of Rasaraj, Madhamadhamati, you help me here for English. Rasa, king of Rasa. Rasa means nectar. I am a king of rasa, and what is happening? All the rasa is on top of me in the cart. What is all that rasa? There is milk, there is butter, there is everything, is ghee, everything is on the cart, in the pots. So I'm just covered here with all this rasa. This is not proper. So what he does? He starts crying. And the baby cries, what happens? Little baby cries, and what happens? Mataji, what happens? He rolls his hands and feet, right? Both his feet upside down, up, 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 down, up, down, up, down. Tantrum. So this boy, he's kicking his feet up and down. So what happens, he just, with his little big toe, he just kicks the cart. And what happens to the cart? Cart goes up in the sky and fall upside down. And everything is spread everywhere. All the parts everywhere, ghee, butter, everything everywhere. So what happened? Festival stops. All the cowherd men and boys, they come near the cart. What happened? What happened? What happened? And Mother Yashoda takes Krishna. And she is going in another room and she is praying to Lord Narayan for protection. And she is praying that, I'm glad that all this didn't fall, everything didn't fall on my boy. But she doesn't know that, hey, how can the Rasaraj, who is the king of the nectar, will allow all the nectar to fall on him? See? So, oh boy, we haven't come to Trinamata, my time will be over. This way, they all are thinking, Mother Yashoda is praying to Lord Narayan for protection, that my Lord is, my son is protected now. And she feeds him the breastfeeding. And according to Ayurvedic, if something is wrong with the boy, if something happens and if the boy is feeding properly, if he drinks his mother's milk without any difficulty, then he's okay. Nothing happened. So Krishna is happy, he is drinking milk, breast milk from her mother, and he is happy, so everybody feels happy about it. Everybody is happy. So now, coming to Trinavarta. So Saktasura demon is killed. Finish. So now Krishna is 1 year old. At 1 year age of 1 year, he is a boy little bit. He starts to look at his 6 months, and at one year, he really starts to walk and starts to talk, sweet talk. We are enamored by the talk of the little boy or girl, isn't it? We all are enamored. This is Maya. Of course, this is not Maya, but material world. So, Mother Yashoda is very happy, and this little boy talks. You know. And he wants to go, he wants to outside as a cow, so Krishna is holding Mother Yashoda's right hand, finger, and he's walking, and he wants to go toward the cows. So Krishna is, Mother Yashoda says, no, not right now. You will. One day you will be going in the forest, you will be herding the cows, but not right now. Huh? You will be herding 900,000 cows, but not right now. Right now, I don't want you to go near the cows, because if they will, their horn, if they will hurt you, she's very protective. All the mothers are protective of their children, of course, and they should. So she doesn't want him to go. You know, you have to have a breast milk, and when you will now have milk of the cows and become strong, and when you are old, yes, you want to go herd 900,000 cows, but not now. Meanwhile, all even birds who are flying in the sky, they are looking at this beautiful boy. So Krishna is saying to that, I want to fly to Mother Yashoda. I want to fly like those birds. Mother Yashoda said, wait a minute. This human being can fly in the sky? You cannot fly in the sky. No, I want to go. So Mother Yashoda is holding his boy up in the sky. Now meanwhile, on other side, should I continue? I know my time is over. What do you all want me to do? Should I continue? Okay, you all are giving me permission, so I'll continue. So, on other side, Kamsa has again his cabinet minister all gathered there, all the demons. Putana is killed, Saktasura is killed. Now, another demon comes up, Trinavarta. One is thinking that Putana killed because she has him a beautiful form. Another demon, Saktasura, killed because he did not assume any form. So Trinavarta, this demon, he is yogi, so he is thinking, wait a minute, Kamsa, I have idea. I will have form and no form. Which is in the air. This is what I will do. So this demon comes in the sky, and this demon is saying in the sky, from the sky he is saying that Mother Yashoda is holding Krishna in the sky, you know, holding up. This demon thinks, this is a chance for me to kill both of them. But Krishna's Yogamaya Sakti doesn't want to let that happen. Of course, Yogamaya is working under the direction of, it's his energy, is working under Krishna's direction. So, Krishna, Yogamaya doesn't want to let it happen. So what happens? Mother Yashoda, she has on her lap, and she is feeding him. And what happens? Krishna becomes heavy and heavy and heavy in her lap. Mother Yashoda is wondering, how is that? 1 year boy become that heavy? But then Yogamaya is working on her, she couldn't think anything. So she is putting Krishna down. You know. So when he put down, at that time what happens? This world demon, Trinavarta, comes and making a big, 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 big storm. Heavy, 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 heavy storm. Now in the storm, nobody could see anything, what's happening. They couldn't even put their feet anywhere further up because they couldn't see anywhere, anything. But all this Vrajvasis are thinking about whom at that time? Krishna. They are thinking of Krishna to protect this boy. Let's see how is this. I hope this boy is okay. So they wanna go to protect him. This is Krishna consciousness. They are always thinking of Krishna, welfare of Krishna, protecting Krishna. See? So this world demon takes away Krishna up in the sky. He takes away in the sky, and here Mother Yashoda is upset because she couldn't find her little boy. So when this demon takes him into the sky, now demon wants to take him far, far distance. See? But Krishna knows that I'm not going to let that happen. So what he does? Now he becomes heavy and heavy on this demon's shoulder. So this demon could not hold that heavy weight of Krishna, and demon wants to drop him from sky, drop this little boy and drop him. But what does Krishna does? He holds his neck tight. Here in the shloka is mentioned in the translation. He's holding. Now imagine, this is a big demon. And here is 1 year boy in little fingers. You know how, I mean, I'm imagining small fingers, holding this demon's neck tight. See? Krishna is holding this demon's neck tight. And of course, demon could not bear that heavy, heavy weight, and by holding his neck tight, demon just dies, and Krishna is having him fall, first on the slab. and Krishna is on top of him. See? So, Brajvasis are, will be going through a lot of pastimes, repeating the different pastimes. Now next will be the Damodar Leela, will be tomorrow. There will be this Amalarjuna trees, pastime. So Brajvasis are absorbed in these pastimes, thinking of this. But they are thinking that, no, this boy cannot be a, he cannot be ordinary boy. He must be the Lord, Aishwarya Bhava, Aishwarya. But on another side, they would think that, no, he cannot be God either. He's our boy. And they loved him so much. They cannot love Lord as much as they love this boy. And that happens, isn't it? I don't love Lord as much as I love to others. So, but here is, Prajvasis who are thinking of Lord, Krishna, their boy. They are thinking of him. So, this is where dilemma is going on. So they are absorbed in these different pastimes. And then Nanda Maharaj will describe. Now Nanda Maharaj, here's another point. Nanda Maharaj was told by Gargamuni. Gargamuni, right? Gargacharya had told everything, but Gargacharya had not told the purport about what he said about it. Gargacharya is saying, just repeating, Nanda Maharaj is repeating what Gargacharya had said to him. But Gargacharya did not reveal the purport of what he was saying. You see, that purport of what he was saying only knew Gargacharya knew. That he is Krishna is not, he is the Supreme Personality of God. So we will be listening all this conversation, all the pastimes. Our boys will be describing, then Nanda Maharaj will be telling what Gargacharya has said. Okay? Thank you everybody. Hare Krishna. Any question? Okay, Haribol.